As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we got several huge days.
I just thought about it.
I started adding on the weekend to it.
Hey, we got the Rockets in a series, baby.
We got the Rockets in the series that starts tonight. We've got the draft tomorrow, and we'll be live at the draft. We'll be doing our show there, and we'll be handing it off as we continue right here on Sports Radio 610 with coverage throughout. The draft, and we'll be handing. I talked to the boss. We'll be handing it right off to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, and they will take over things and hold it down. It's in the same spot it was last year. So hopefully, see many of you out there. I thought last year was cool. They was selling a lot of the new H-Town stuff, the new jackets and things like that. We kept seeing that around last year, so
there will be brand new merch out there.
Whoa. That is when that jacket dropped.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what all that entails, but I know the Texans are releasing brand new merch.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go get the new merch, but I'm pretty proud of the fact that I survived. I remember when my wife first saw that jacket, that female jacket that everybody's buying. She don't go berserk over too much athletic gear. She's like, I gotta have that. I survived the year and didn't get it, boy. Save me a little bread.
There were a lot of gentlemen who did not survive it.
Ain't no doubt.
That I saw so many of those jackets.
Well, one of y'all buy me some of the new merch tomorrow when you're out there? I mean, I'll give you money for it.
Yeah, man, what you looking for?
Not that I've, ever bought, a lot of things for y'all. No big deal.
We'll get out there tomorrow. I'll send you some photos, man.
We're too sorry.
Send you some photos of what they got.
All that guy does for us, man, he does everything that bend over forward for us, man. At least we could do is buy him a little something.
You don't have to, but I would be.
I'll hook you up, man.
I said I'm going to take the pictures of him. Do you know what you want? I'm just saying, you want to see the new merch, or
I thought you were saying that you're just going to take pictures of all the new Texans merchandise and just send it to me.
No, you're going to send it to me and figure out which one you like so that I can buy it.
Yeah, all right. That part just
sounds good.
That sounds good.
Hey, all right, we got a plan now. I think it's a great plan.
Don't be like my wife and order the most expensive thing on the damn rack now.
It doesn't really matter what money I got.
I'll do you a solid.
What we should do is you should send me these pictures of the new merch the Texans are going to have. And like at some point early in the show, I'll tweet them out and I'll get the Drive family to weigh in on what I should purchase.
Yeah. Do that. Oh, there you go. There you go. Show them out there. All right. So that's coming up tomorrow. As I said, a big weekend. And then Friday, we will be reacting to what happened in the first round and getting ready for the second round. And we will be live as our crawfish circuit continues. And it will continue up north again. We had a good time out up that way last week. We will be at Blue Water Seafood on the northwest side up Highway 290. Come on out with us and I'm just letting you know. You'll find out on Friday, but you won't want to miss going to Blue Water, and you won't want to miss going to the rest of our crawfish circuit, because I'm telling you, there is a big, big announcement happening on Friday to go along with our new crawfish circuit.
Got a little something for all the people out there, don't we, Ryan?
I mean, when I say big, big. All right.
Ain't no big deal, man. Another opportunity to win something. Ain't no big deal.
Win a lot. Our couple who has been to all three, you got a chance here. Get out here and you got a chance to see and hear what that new announcement is. We'll do that on Friday.
Man, woman, or child.
And
right?
Again, we'll be reacting. Mark and John and everyone else, John Pendergast, I'm certain will be a part of the coverage. They will do their thing Friday and Saturday, the rest of the draft. And you can listen to all of that right here on Sports Radio 610. That's all coming up. All right, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we'll get to T-Mill's best bets coming up in just a bit. C.J. Gardner-Johnson had this to say, and I think many of you will be excited about hearing this. C.J. Gardner-Johnson spoke, and the first words he spoke about his thoughts of this team coming up next year.
Championship or nothing. He ain't bring me here to win no division or no conference. So if I'm here to help win the Super Bowl, that's gonna be the, you know, the reason. But I think people know. A lot of people look at this team is like, oh, you know, they got a lot of great pieces. But me to you, I think it's more than just a lot of great pieces. You have a great culture here, great organization. I think the more you fill this up with winners, not just me, Coach D'Amico was a winner, Dart Runner Darby was a winner, Will was a winner. So you just fill the room up with winners. I think you're gonna get what you want, and I think we're gonna get it real soon.
I don't know why that gets me every time.
What, Ronald Darby getting thrown in there?
But then he followed up D'Amico with Ronald Darby. Like that was that was the next name they hit him for some reason. Now they got me, but there he is. He said, championship or nothing. He said, this is, as I like to call it, a Super Bowl or bust, an S-Bob team. And I think that is exactly how and the way I think D'Amico is thinking. I think Nick is thinking, CJ, and that's how they should be thinking. They should look around there and say, man, we got some great players. And as he said, we got a great culture. That's what their thoughts should be. Is that what your thought is? Do you sense them as, I think the Super Bowl or bust teams are the Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Lions, and then I'm sure people in Cincinnati are probably talking themselves into that potentially. Maybe some people in Washington, maybe some people in San Francisco. Do you see the Texans?
Well, I don't see the Texans as that. I think the teams you named in that second tier, I agree with your first tier of Super Bowl or bust teams. I think that all the teams that you named in the second tier there, it wouldn't surprise anybody if they made a run to a Super Bowl. But as you evaluate and analyze what's going on in their organization right this second, I don't know how you put them in the same category as those other teams, right? I mean, and Washington, I think, is probably the most convincing of like, hey, where do they land? But I still, with just that one year sample size, I still am not going to just crown them. I think, as you mentioned earlier, they're in a very similar position to what the Texans were a year ago. It's year two for their quarterback. It's year two for Cliff Kingsbury there. They added some win now pieces on both sides of the football, and we'll see what they do, but I can't put them there. The other ones, when you talk about Bengals, 49ers, Texans, again, really good organizations. But I think they're pieces away from being in that category with that first group you mentioned.
Yeah.
So no, I don't look at the Texans right now as a Super Bowl or bust team.
Yeah, I think there's some questions, right? I don't, like, to me, those teams are disappointed if they don't get there and at the very least get there.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think right now I don't look at the Texans like that. Mm-hmm. That I'm disappointed with this team if they don't make it. I felt they were closer to S-Bob last year than they were this year. When you start to look at it and you say, all right, how good do you feel about their coaching staff? Feel great. It's a plus. How good do you feel about their play callers? D'Amico on one side, Bobby, and I'm saying coming into last year, Bobby, feel good about it. I feel good. How good do you feel about their quarterback? Feel like their quarterback coming to last year could play with anybody. What about their weapons? Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, feel pretty good about it. All-pro level type tackle in Laremy Tunsil. Defense coming along. And then they add Danielle Hunter. Then they add Azeez Ojulari. I felt more of that last year. More questions to be put in that spot. All right. Again, as we said, T-Mills best bets coming up. Remember, right after us, Texans All Access and maybe the best special teams coordinator in football, Frank Ross, also doubles as a barber. He will be on with the fellows on Texans All Access, so stay tuned for that right after us. Area 45, Bajani, Creighton, and Chris Santiago, 7 to 11. They will have you covered, and we'll talk Rockets, and we'll be watching that game and also the Astros as they finish things up. All right, let's make a little cash, Tyler. Last night wasn't good. I mean, it was 1-for-5. Let's just move on. Where are we at tonight?
Yeah, it was a rough Tuesday. But get back on track tonight. Feel really good about at least a few of these.
Tyler.
What?
Go ahead.
I got 5 best bets for you once again, and it's all NBA playoffs plays for you again. Rockets, hometown team. Leading it off with this one, -3, game 2, against turd Steph Curry and the Warriors. Lock it in. Same game, Warriors-Rockets. I'm on the over heavy, over 203.5 points.
That's the one I don't love.
Oh, man. Another over after that. Magic at Celtics over 197.
Now, I wonder how much Jason Tatum affects this, but Boston, I think, will probably shoot more threes, which probably give them a better opportunity to put more points up. I like that one better.
Okay, over 197 for that one. And then 2 player props. A hometown kid, Jalen Green. I think he answers that horrendous game 1 performance and has himself a good night tonight against the Warriors. Over 18.5 points for Jalen Green. Might be my favorite bet of the night.
No, it can't be. This one is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, reliable. We've all won some money on this prop this year. Jrue Holiday for the Boston Celtics. Over 4.5 rebounds. He'll have that by halftime, maybe. Lock that one in and get you some money on a Wednesday.
I hope Jalen Green plays well. I just don't. I can't trust him on bet.
You ain't wrong.
18.5, though? 18.5, and it's at +100.
It's been 23-24 all year. Right, T?
Not really.
Yes,
not
low 20s is where it was found more often than not.
I don't know. Because I don't think he goes 3-for-15. I don't think he's going to get a chance to get to 15.
Yeah, you're right. You'll know in the first quarter, boy.
I don't know. He might rip him. All right, here we go. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Brandon Scott. Texans All Access after us, Area 45. After that, I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
I mean, I just gotta admit
the amount.
He's got to be exhausted with it at times.
Tyler, the amount of times I walked stuff back to the rack.
Nah, I can't do it.
With gift cards.
I wish I was surprised.
Not one bit.
Lauren does have to get some new guitar glue, and that don't have anything to do with these gift cards. I said, like I was my parent. I said, Ronald, stop in my head.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.